up for me, if you don't mind?
Let's go. We're going to do a Colts podcast.
Oh, man. Like, we're fist bumping now over the Colts. Where we're at.
Indiana Jones. I forgot my fedora today for Indiana Jones Tuesday. Will Held, how are you, man?
Good. How you doing?
Doing great. You were we were talking about old Indiana Jones, old Jonathan Taylor. Mm-hmm. And the Indianapolis Colts, best offense in the league, I think.
I love it. 9 touchdowns for JT the last 3 games.
You know, it's so depressing to be down. I tweeted this on Sunday. I quit buying Sunday ticket because, like, when women's basketball starts, I just am not watching on Sunday. So it was just money down the toilet.
Right.
I got to sit there and watch the Falcons losing 80-3, and then the other channel, I got the split
screen.
The Panthers are losing 70-3. And I'm like, this is the worst. There are legitimate games on right now. And then at 4:25, I got to watch the Cowboys against some AFL team that they're playing. And meanwhile, my team is kicking everybody's butt, and I can't watch it. It's ridiculous, Will Held. I don't know if you've run across this on Sundays.
Yep.
It's a difficult way of life down here, man.
The coverage is tough in Indiana. From South Carolina, you don't get much Colts coverage.
No, you don't.
I would not think so.
No, you don't. Not a lot of Pacers coverage down here, too,
nope.
Though. I'm just going to say, we got the one national game, and they're like, all right, check the box, and we're done. You were saying the open day, very important for your recovery. I take it a lot of your teammates feeling the same way, that, like, rested, ready to go this week.
Yeah, 100%. And I think just as much physical as mental, if anything. Just good to reset mentally and just get ready to go.
I know today is a big prep day, so you probably are more generally familiar with Duke, but what are the things that you feel like you're really going to focus on as you guys enter sort of the prep phase of this week?
Yeah, I think diving in a lot today in terms of prep, but just looking at Duke, I think they got a playmaker at quarterback, obviously. A little bit similar to the guy we played against SMU, a good runner, runs the throw, playmaker all around, and then they got playmakers on the outside that we're going to be preparing for.
I asked Ryan this question. We weren't in the building last week, so we didn't really get the, like, post-SMU vibes, thoughts, things like that. How would you characterize that set of meetings as you guys are coming off of SMU defensively and then in the defensive line?
Yeah, I mean, it's always tough coming off a loss like that. I'd equate it a little bit to Syracuse coming off a loss into a bye. Just being able to reset the past week and just take a look in the mirror, everybody individually, and just understand how you can do better, how you can do your 1/11th better has been big.
What does that look like for you? Like, what are the points that you've taken from SMU, and as you've recovered and gotten rested, what is that little bit for you that you feel like you can do?
I think just diving into the tape, looking at myself technically has been big. Just understanding where mentally I can grow and just approach the game from a better standpoint.
Do you feel like you're better at self-scouting, self-study than maybe this point last year or as a younger player?
Yeah, 100%. I think you're always growing in that area. Just more so anticipating than expecting when you're out there has been big for me.
Team leader in sacks, I believe 4, if that's right. Yeah, you got 4 sacks. How do you feel like you've matured, developed as a pass rusher over the course of the season?
Yeah, I think I'm threatening tackles with a little more power, especially this year rather than last year, and I think that's grown my game a lot, made me a lot more versatile, allows me to switch it up. And then when you're going to power a lot of times the speed opens up. So from that standpoint, that's helped a lot.
What's it been like being coached by – Coach Rump, because one of the things that you talked about in the portal process, I mean, you're like, I want to win, I want to develop, be a well-rounded defensive end for the next level. Do you feel like you've gotten what you needed in that regard this year?
Couldn't be happier with that decision, 100%. He's been awesome, his experience, just being able to learn from him. And other guys in the room, like, we got experienced players in the room too, and that's helped. But, yeah, Coach Rump and Coach Bowers and Coach Scott, they've all been great.
What was the level of frustration? There had to be some frustration of, like, we got Kevin Jennings on the ground, and then we hurt him, and then all we can do is pressure him. Some of that had to do with SMU, because I'm sure they schemed it. But what was there a frustration level that you guys were feeling as you just couldn't quite get him to the ground a couple weeks ago?
Yeah, and like you said, I mean, credit to them. They did a good job scheming it up, keeping him away from the pressure. But yeah, frustration, disappointment, all those things. But if anything, it just gives us more motivation going into this week to, you know, make those plays.
You were not here, but we talked to Ryan a little bit about, 2 years ago, they're 4-4. Mm-hmm. coming home for some tough home games against some ranked opponents, some good quarterbacks, things like that. And they end up reeling off five straight wins. I'm positive that Dabo Swinney has mentioned that in the last couple weeks.
Yeah. We've definitely heard about that a few times. And especially the fact that there's so many guys on this team that were on that team, and the way that they were able to respond and bounce back, and just all the teams in the history here that have been able to finish strong, and I think that's been a big part of the message.
You guys in the little rabbit package or whatever you get with when Jaheim's on the field with you and TJ, that feels like a real bread and butter for y'all. Yeah. Like it's just been working. What is so uniquely good about that package that it allows you guys to be successful?
Yeah, I think bringing Ja on makes us just extremely versatile rush-wise. We can game it up. We can go straight. He can spy. He can cover the back. And that just frees us up on the edge as well to take two-way goes and just go win. But I think we keep offensive lines on their heels when we get in that package.
I don't know if you know this about media, and specifically sports radio, but we tend to be a speculative bunch, okay? We draw some conclusions sometimes. And one of the things that we've speculated is, you know, Will Hill being here may have lit a little bit of a fire under Jaheim Lawson a little bit and allow him to play a little better. We kind of said the inverse a couple weeks ago where it feels like Jaheim's starting to play well, and it may have done the opposite, that it may have lit a fire under the rest of y'all. Is that fair that you guys are kind of playing off each other in that way?
Yeah, I think all offseason and all camp and going into the year, we it's always a competition within the room. Me, TJ, Cade, Ja, I mean, we're always growing and pushing each other to be better. And even the guys on the inside too, Cuddy, Steph, and Peter. I think that constant competition has helped us grow 100%.
What is the rallying cry that you are sort of drawn to about these last five games? Like we heard from Ryan that like he's like, hey, I've only got five games guaranteed. You've got some more time. So what is the rallying cry as you guys are trying to close the season strong?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's difficult to be motivated to play football. I mean, an opportunity to go play ball is a great opportunity. So we're excited about that. And five more games to, you know, help grow this program, this university, you know, fight for the guy next to you. But we're excited.
The gratefulness, I think, is interesting. Like, it feels like, and I'm not singling y'all out in particular, but you, Jeremiah, and Tristan have all sort of said something along those lines that one of the things that makes it easy is because you're just grateful to be here and playing here. Is that something that resonates when you have been other places and maybe you've got a different perspective than some of the guys who've been here their whole careers?
Yeah, I mean, I can't speak for those guys, but for me, I still have the chance to have the winningest season I've ever had in a college season. You know, I've won four games and I won one game last year, so I'm still excited about that opportunity to go have the best team season that I've ever had and just, you know, go out there and ball.
What is homecoming like at Purdue? I've never been, so I don't know. Like, is it different than maybe what you're seeing a little bit right now as people are getting ready with the floats and all that kind of stuff on Bowman?
Yeah, I think it's a little bit of a bigger deal here. Obviously, we haven't fully experienced it yet, but I've got a feeling that, like most things, it just means more down here.
What is it? Like, what are some of the features of a Purdue homecoming?
I mean, I don't know if we have anything like floats or anything like that. But
it's cold up there now.
It's cold, yeah. Well, it ain't warm here. I'm just saying. So you're looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Excited.
Good deal. Hey, really appreciate the time, Will. Thanks for being here. Thanks for being on the same page with me about the Colts. Indiana. Next time, I know you're coming. Mm-hmm. Dust off that fedora, man. We're gonna do it for Indiana Jones.
I love it.
I appreciate it. Will Hill joined the program. Thanks very much. Good luck this week.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
All right, we'll step aside.